All right, this morning in studio, we're glad to be joined by the mayor of Carrington, Mr. Neil Fandrick. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Let's see, the city council meeting was held Monday, March 13th, so we're having you on and talking about that meeting at Carrington City Hall. First on the agenda, let's see, issuance and sales of a bond, right?
Right. It was a 2009 bond, and he basically was refinanced to get a lower interest rate on it. So the council passed that and saved some money. So.
And that was 2009. That was some street projects.
It was a street paving project, yes.
Okay, so just refinanced that. All right, and that was approved yesterday? Or on Monday, March 13th,
yep.
Yes. Okay. also, let's see, their Foster County Extension requesting some... motion needed there for some 4-H sheep, right?
Yep. Every year they ask the council to approve keeping some sheep out there in the fairgrounds, one of the barns, and they do that end of April through the end of July, and it's been no problem in the past, so they approved it again this year. So,
okay, so that's good to go. April 28th, that's when they can put them in?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see, Central City Lumber is having an auction, right?
Correct, on April 8th, and they came to the council to request that they close Fifth Avenue North, and it was approved.
Okay, so that street right in front of the lumberyard
will
be closing,
yep.
Okay,
yep.
For that auction on Saturday, April 8th, okay. All righty, and then Garden Gate will be selling liquor now, right?
That is correct. Okay. The council approved a liquor license for them, and... you will be able to have liquor there also now. So,
when will that take effect?
Effective immediately.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So they can sell that right now. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. Some chance permits issued as well.
Yep. One was to the North Dakota Fur Traders Association for a raffle, and the other was to the Carrington Garden Club and Chamber also for a raffle.
Okay. So those are approved. Next up here, application for abatements. Talk more about that.
Had some people come in from the community here about adjusting their taxes. Obviously, I'll go into a little bit about what's going on here. When sales happen in Carrington, the sales and the values of the property are kind of out of line here right now, and with some of these instances, the appraised value and the actual dollar value that was bought for are two different things way out of line here, and we've had a few people come in, and some taxes had to be adjusted because they brought in their appraisals, and obviously the appraisals were less here, so. And adjustments were made.
Okay. So if someone, like, you can, if you have the appraisal, you could possibly do that then maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
The council asks for an appraisal, you know, within 1 year.
Okay.
And that gives them a better idea what it's actually worth. So.
Okay. Okay. But, I mean, that could go up or down depending.
It could go either way.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes, it can.
Alrighty. So that was talked about on Monday, March 13th. Okay. Let's see. Committee reports. Talk about the fire department.
Fire department, obviously, that group has been very busy. They've got a program coming up here with the American Red Cross. They're going to be installing fire alarms in the community, anybody that wishes to have them installed. I believe it's April 8th that they're doing this, so contact the fire department or the American Red Cross, and they'll get you on a list and be able to make sure you have an updated fire alarm.
Yeah, and that's all free of charge?
Free of charge, yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Finance and legal, new city auditor, right?
Yes. Carrington has a new city auditor. Her name is Jennifer Gast. She started last Monday, and she's getting settled into her new position, and I think she'll be able to handle that really well. So
from Carrington.
From Carrington, yep. Yes.
Okay, and then JDA is having their meeting tonight, right?
JDA is having their meeting at 5 p.m. at the Carrington Golf Club. Come on out and have a good supper and meeting as well. So,
and that's the CVB, CD, there's a bunch of them.
CEDD, CVB, and JDA, yep, all together. So.
Okay, 5 o'clock at Crossroads Golf. Okay.
Yep.
Airport might be doing some resurfacing, right?
Yep. They're actually, this was planned to be done last fall, but the company that does it, the weather started to turn sour on them, and it was the airport authority thought it'd be best to wait till spring when weather was better here, and so they're going to be getting ready to do that here soon. So
now that's the main runway to be resurfaced,
right?
Does the airport have to be shut down for a little bit?
It's got to be shut down. I believe it's for a day.
Okay.
It will be. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So not too long there.
And there's procedures that we'll have to go through to relay with the state and aeronautics and all that. So.
Okay. Let's see. Public Works has been busy, right?
Public Works has been busy, obviously, getting storm drains opened up and water routes exiting town clear. And which now that's all been done, and they're talking about getting the crack sealing machine out to seal up some cracks here now. So,
okay,
be doing that here coming up.